My brothers and sisters in Christ, all of the people in the Sanhedrin are looking intently at St. Stephen, and so will we this week. St. Stephen is a great sign to us of the resurrection of Christ. We know that his eyes are focused on Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's been ordained a deacon by the will of the apostles, and now he's ready to impart to everyone what he himself has experienced in regards to the death of Christ on the cross and his resurrection is fully alive in him. And there is no turning back for St. Stephen. He's ready to witness to everyone. This is what Jesus desires in our hearts, that after we've taken in Holy Week, and we've celebrated the octave of Easter, that it becomes so transformative in us that we begin to give witness, and we can see the death and the resurrection of Christ at active and at work in our own lives and lives of others, and even being able to give witness to it in the highest courts, as St. Stephen will do this week. As we read through these, They're looking at him, and we can see it's reflected in the gospel how people are looking for Jesus. I can see them searching him out. Why are they searching him out? Well, he did some amazing things, but Jesus is saying, you're searching for me, especially because you were fed by this bread, that you were filled with the loaves. There were only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There were 5,000 of you. You ate that food. You're not so amazed by that miracle of feeding of 5,000, but you had that bread inside of you. That's what we really long for when we consume Christ, when we receive him and we give thanks to God. It transforms our lives. Everything is fulfilled, and it's the work of God to continually grow in our faith. And so we're wise to look at the face of St. Stephen, whose face looks like that of an angel. And we're wise to look for Jesus and to be fed by no other bread than that which comes from the mouth of God. The Word of God, the bread of God is Jesus himself, the Holy Eucharist. And so we long to be fed for that. We're starving for that bread. We should be, after we fasted all night, and come to Mass, we should be longing for that bread, which is Jesus himself, and he's so happy to give it to us who long for it, who are looking for it here at Mass today in the Holy Eucharist.